Spirit to work within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name, knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came. As we gather, may your Spirit work within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name, knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came. Your steadfast love. Your steadfast love of our Lord never ceases. Your mercies come, ever come to an end. They are new every morning. You believe that? New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. Let us pray. Precious Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, for bringing us to your house this morning. Lord, as we start this day's journey, Lord Jesus, just worshiping you, Lord. God, we know we'll be blessed because we came. Lord, bless the Sunday school, Lord God. May it just touch every heart. God, speak to us, Lord, in this hour, Lord Jesus. And bless the rest of the service, Lord God, and the word later, Lord Jesus. May it just be all about you, Father. We commit it into your hands, Lord. Just take control. Let me say the things you want me to say and hold the things that you wouldn't want me to say, Lord. Just have your way this morning. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glad to be here this morning. Amen. But we're going to continue. Let me see, make sure I get this right here. Let me see. I may need you brothers to get this in presentation mode here for me. Let's see. We will get this. Brother Anderson, I may need you, brother. So yeah, I want to get this in presentation mode here. We did it last time. Us 1 minute, we'll get it right. Okay. Getting close.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. All right. Well, it's 5 minutes. We'll go faster. Amen. So we're going to continue talking about wisdom. We started that last time, the wisdom to be free. And certainly honored by God's grace to have this opportunity again to present this Sunday school. And, you know, Financial Jubilee, as our prophet was just saying, that message that was on, press on. Keep pressing on. And everything that we're doing for the Lord, keep pressing on. Amen. Financial Jubilee, those things that you've learned and heard, keep pressing on in those things. You know, again, as I talked about, we have testimonies and challenges that says right here in this church of us pressing on as brothers and sisters in Christ. And the pattern that we see in Financial Jubilee, it's just the same pattern. It's the same application in all areas of your life. The same application, the same pressing on that we need in the areas of our finances. We need that in the areas of our family. We need that in the areas of our faith. We need that in the areas of fitness, mental stability. We need that in all of the factors of life. It's the same exact principles. And when we talk about wisdom, it's about hearing, recognizing, and acting. You know, that's when you really get into understanding. You don't really understand if you're just hearing. It has to be a recognizing what are we talking about? And then that has to go further where you're able to act on what you hear and what you recognize. You know, Financial Jubilee, my son, he's a good example, you know. And when God started showing me and my wife about finances and all of that, you know, we were playing Dave Ramsey on the road and finding everything we could about managing money. It was new to me. And they would hear it. And, oh, I'd be so excited. And I'd start telling them about it. And that's all they heard, driving back and forth. You know, Dave Ramsey going at it. And I'm like, man, I didn't know this existed. And I try to tell them, and I'll get ideas. All right, guys, y'all going to earn your chores. And you got a glass for saving, one for giving, you know, and one for spending. And we try to teach them, and they were hearing. Okay, and then, you know, they were doing well until they hit about them teenage years. You know, about 18, I'm like, oh, I hear that, but I hear other stuff too. I hear that, but I hear this. Daddy, do you hear this? You start hearing other things. So now he's getting older, he's getting more mature, right? But he's hearing so many different things. We're just one of many, many voices. And it's the same for all of us in all areas. There are many voices speaking to us. How are we going to recognize the voice that we need to hear? So slow enough, he starts making different decisions and, you know, just different decisions than I would make. And I'm still trying to get it out. Are you hearing? It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you. Can you recognize what I'm saying? Slowly starts making decisions. Things start going differently after a while. First, it's good. It's good. He might be doing better than Dad. You know? You know, we used to hear the older generations used to tell us when we was coming along, said it took us 30 years to get this. And of course, the young people are like, it's going to take me a year. You watch, see me. And you're like, okay, young stuff, you'll see. But sure enough, he started realizing and started learning from some of the lessons. And then slowly, you see him starting to recognize, wow, Financial Jubilee does work. It is the way to go. Now he's preaching to me. Dad, yeah, I heard this guy on YouTube saying you just do it with cash. Just do it on a loan. Don't spend your cash. That's foolish. Amen. He's recognizing and acting. And that's what God wants us to do. When we are able to hear, recognize, and act, we will see God in motion. I thank the Lord that he's a God that rewards. He's a God that shows you. He'll show you the next step. If you're able to take that one step, he'll show you the next step and reward you for the step that you took. That's very important because we need to see. We're human beings. We need to see. And if he can do it in finances, he'll do that in every area of your life to show you you're walking right. It's not easy, but he'll show you. Hearing, when the trumpet sounded, every man could be free if he wanted to go free. That's the word. It's hearing the word. Hearing. But then there's a choice to it if you want to go free. Recognize, his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Why do you want to go free? Why? That's the question. That's what recognizing is all about. You know, back in the slavery time when they came and said, hey, you're free, some of the slaves didn't take that. This is talking about the African-American slaves. They didn't take it. They were used to being on their land. It was a difficult thing to go free. Some of them would say, why do I need to go free? I got my food. I got what I need. Why do I want to go free for? Well, I don't understand. And many of us, when we hear the word of God, we hear the gospel being preached, we don't know. Lord, what do I need to go free for? What is it all about? Well, God being in the rewarding business, he's saying, if you're able to be faithful over a few things, I will make you ruler over many things. So it's about dominion. It's about what his purpose is. In the Garden of Eden, he wanted us to subdue and have dominion. That's not going to change. You know, there's a song that says, walk around heaven all day. When I get to heaven, I won't have anything to do. Well, I don't believe so. I don't believe that. I believe we're going to have a lot to do in heaven. Because in the Garden of Eden, before the fall, he said, you need to subdue. It was things that Adam had to do. And if we're going to be ruler over many things, there's things to do. So here is the opportunity for us to get ready for those things that we're going to do. We don't know fully the picture, but it's things to do. Amen. And he's trying to prepare us here. So it's a goal to be faithful over every area of our life, faithful in these things, that he may make us ruler over many things and enter into the joy of the Lord. Amen. That's our desire. So that's recognizing why we need to be free. Act. Then we need to go on and train and fight. We have to be doers of this word, not just hearers, deceiving ourselves. That's it. We want to hear, we want to recognize, and we want to act. God has everything good for us. Everything that he has for us is good. It's all good, but we have to train and we have to fight for it. He says, as we hear the word, when we hear this, we are free from sin. We are free from shackles. We are free from habits. We are free from smoking, drinking, carousing, because the Son of God has raised from the grave and has broke every fetter. All condemnation is gone. The debt has been paid. The penalty is paid. The sins are washed away, and we are free. Oh, we are free people. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. We're free from all that the devil will try to do. We're free. That's the same freedom those slaves heard. You're free. The sun is coming up. Today we're free. Amen. Amen. And those who recognize what it meant, my, I'm no longer limited to this plantation. The sky is the limit. My generations to come, we're free. I get to go and build whatever God has for my life now. Not what my slave master has for me, but what God has for me. I'm free to go pursue that and put in the work. Just like Esther, just the same thing. You're free to fight now. You're free. You don't have to let Mordecai come in and destroy you. You are free to go and fight and defend yourself. We're free. We're free to cast down smoking, drinking, carousing, these things that pull on us, these things that try to hinder us. We're free. That's God's part. He has done his part. He has paid the debt. We're free in Jesus' name. Thank God for his part. Praise the Lord. Our part. And I'd say, come, you got something to do. God just don't poke things down your neck. You got to believe it. You got to do some fighting. Amen. We got to believe and we have to fight. That's the only way. God's part, again, is to sound that trumpet. And it's our part to put it in action. Put in place what we're hearing. This word of God, this is one of my favorite quotes. Covers everything. Clean your lives up. Pay your debts. Owe no man. Jesus said, get all things off your hands. Get everything right. Make ready. Get ready. Remember, in the name of the Lord, something is fixing to happen. That's more than ever, my brothers and sisters. We're living in the time. We're living in it. We're living in it. Make ready. Get ready. My, it's so much to say just about us making ready, getting ourselves together mentally, physically, spiritually, everything. Anything could happen at any time. And this is not a scare tactic to scare us. We have the word. We're special people. You know, God has always sent his special kings and queens, prophets. You look in the Bible, they were there to help them, to tell them, to set them on the right course. And we have the same thing. God has sent us a prophet to us to help us navigate where we are, to let us know what's going to happen. We see it happening right before us. My. You know, yesterday I was actually preparing for this Sunday school, and it was in the morning praying. And earlier that morning, you know, I was just sitting there thinking about our prophet. And I was thinking about California. You know, I was like, my, we know that thing is going to sink, you know, one of these days. And I thought, you know, how is it going to be? You know, we've seen what COVID did and, you know, how the world and this big world that we thought was so big can just change in a matter of that we never even imagined it could. We thought it was too big that everything could be restricted everywhere, every country. My, we saw it. And I said, man, you know, California, that thing sinks. You know, the internet may be gone. What, we have built an infrastructure on the internet. Man, you know, all your money in the bank account, you can't get to it. I said, man, all of a sudden, you know, military to go to the store and shop. I mean, this thing, it could, my goodness. And I said, you know what, we probably, you know, maybe it'll be a rumble or something. You know, that's what I was thinking. I said, maybe it'll be a rumble because, you know, California go down, we might get a little rumbling on this side. And I was thinking about that, and I just went on to prepare the Sunday school a little bit after that. I thought it was my daughter because she's upstairs in the room. I thought, she's up, but what in the world? I said, well, maybe it's a helicopter, and I was getting ready to walk outside because about 15 seconds, this thing was still. I said, well, man, maybe it's a helicopter. It can't be a earthquake. I never felt that in my life. I said, man. Well, it went on. Bing. Brother Anderson. Did y'all feel that? Don't tell me you felt that, Brother Anderson. I said, Lord. I said, yes, Brother, and I felt that. My goodness. I said, Lord God, man, what season and time are we truly in? My brothers and sisters, it's like, Lord, help us. Get all things off your hands. Get ready. Get everything right. Make ready. That's just nothing but the truth. That is nothing but the truth. Do all that we can in Jesus' name. Amen. See, the goal is for us to be efficient servants. Efficient servants in the Lord, not hindered servants. I love this quote. Our prophet said, and we ask that you'll be merciful to us today and grant unto us the understanding that we have need of, that we might be a more efficient servant for thee. It's our heart desire to serve thee with reverence and with a true heart, and that you might get the very best out of our lives. Every day, may our walks be so that you'll be well pleased with the things that we did for that day. My Lord, help us to be efficient servants for the Lord. Amen. That's it, to be efficient, to be ready, not hindered and caught up in all kind of things, all tangled up, all trapped up, unable to be efficient. The devil knows if he can just keep us hindered, he has us. Our prophet says, what happened to you? Paul said, you did run well. What hindered you? See, back there, you was free from that stuff, but you wanted to be like the rest of them. What's happened? You did run well. What hindered you? It's become so common to you. You believe it all, sure, but it doesn't thrill you anymore. It's so common. God's so good to you, and you don't realize it. My. You can see what the devil is doing to us in this time. His goal is to hinder us, hinder our walk. You see these two pictures here of this plant, and this one plant has a rock on top. Our prophet said a stick, a rock, something falls on that thing. It's a real, genuine plant. We're real believers. We believe. But the devil has done everything to get our eyes looking at everything else. Everything else to make what we hear so common to us. You know, and yes, this is a new time. We've never been where we are today. I understand that. Many things have happened over the years, and that's part of the journey. You know, I was telling my wife, you know, when God first got a hold of us, how excited, you know, we were, young people, and God changed our lives. And man, then you start getting responsibilities and houses and cars and kids and different opinions, different ideas. People come, you know, you see a pastor may pass away, family member pass away. That's the hardship of life start coming in, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, man, you're seeing so many different things. People leaving this word, people questioning the word, all these kind of things challenges you. That's part of the tests and trials. That's part of this journey to put us through, to see, are we going to hold on to God's promises? Or is it just going to become common to us? My goodness, we are seeing the word of our prophet fulfilled in our day and time. We're seeing these things. Yes, now we have to keep a balance. Of course, we got to keep a balance until we know we don't know. And that's just the truth. But that don't mean we're not pressing on and doing everything we can. And that's what cleaning up your lives is all about. It's about giving God the opportunity. You can see him in the small things. And he's ready to show us more and confirm more to us. We're ready to handle it. We have to be able to handle what God has for us. That's why we have to be faithful over a few things that he can add more to us, more revelation that we can handle. Amen. We can't run off and then we're on the wrong track. The devil is looking for every opportunity to question our credibility in this word. What we don't know, we don't know. And that's just that. But what we do know, we do know. And that's a blessing to know that. And what we have is not common, and we don't need to take it for granted. God is good to us, our families. He's been so good to me, more than I could even say he's been so good. And I thank the Lord for that. Amen. But these hindrances, these things, looking at the rest of them, we got the internet temptations and all kind of things that challenges us in our walk. So much we can see. Amen. Achan, you know, he got hindered by lust. Brother Brim said he hindered the entire battle. Hindered the entire battle. The 10 spies, they got hindered by circumstances. We're not able to take it. David got hindered by distractions. And us, we're hindered in Lady Osea. We got all of those things. Circumstances, distractions, lust, everything you can name is aimed right at us. Amen. And what we have can become so common. So common. But if we can just reflect that God has been good to us in his wonderful name, that's why we need training. That's why we have to have training to act. We have to have the training to be able to act. Christian training. Colossians, I think this just kind of spells it out to me and what I'm sharing is all about. As I shared in the last part one, in Colossians, Paul says to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae. And then he goes in, if you read that chapter, he's talking about how faithful they are and how loving they are. You know, they've heard and they their faith in Christ. He's talking about that, how the gospel came and they're producing fruit. He's saying all of these wonderful things about what they've been able to do. But then he goes to verse 9 and says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard all of these good things, we do not cease to pray for you. And desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. He says, hey, I'm praying for you. All of these good things, but it's something more that you need. And I see that for myself. I see that in the churches. I see that we need more. Because we need that we might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Verse 10 starts describing why. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. He started telling you a little bit about what this knowledge, wisdom, and spiritual understanding will bring. All the things that we need so we can walk worthy. So we can increase in the knowledge of God. So we can be fruitful in every good work. We can be strengthened with all might. My goodness, that's exactly what we have need of, my brothers and sisters, that wisdom from the Lord. Proverbs 3 breaks it down a little bit more. It says, Proverbs 3:13 says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver and the gain thereof than fine gold. She's more precious than rubies, and all things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. Proverbs 4:5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal things. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Wisdom is the principal thing. It's the main thing. It says it will preserve us. It will keep us. Keep us from what? Keep us from the pitfalls of this life. Pitfalls, that's the unsuspected hidden danger that's everywhere. That's in everything that we're living in. That's in Laodicea. That's what it is. Wisdom will keep us from those things. We need that wisdom in Jesus' name. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding as we kind of close up here. Knowledge, it's what God's want. It's the facts and the information from God and his will. Wisdom, applying what he wants. It's the skillful and practical application of God's will in your life. Your life. And understanding is why he wants it. It's the complete picture. It's hearing, recognizing, and acting. That's the full understanding. Wisdom is the actual application. You can watch YouTube. I have watched YouTube many times to learn how to fix something. And I get out there and it seems very easy to take this whole piece off of this car. Matter of fact, they did in 2 minutes. Sped it up. Done. Wow, I'm ready. Get out there with my tool set. Man. Fancy tool set. Get in there. Get in that screw. Yep. Man, my screw happened to be rusted. My goodness. Ah. Oh. That's where wisdom comes in. It's practical application. I heard it. Seemed very easy. 5 minutes, I'll be done. Save me about good $150. 3 to 4 hours later, man, it's going to the shop. It got a shop for a reason. Yes, sir. My son started speaking to me, Dad, your hours cost money. You've been out here 4.5, 5 hours. You could have saved that. So wisdom is the practical application. As we apply God's word to our life, the hardships, that's there. Your personal situation, your personal difficulties come into place. Your patience, your background, your history, all of that. It's very different from just hearing. You have to now apply it. Some of that application may be, yeah, you need a little longer on your knees than maybe that person. You know, that person started with a little bit more than you had. You started with nothing. You started with two of your parents are divorced. They have a history. So what may seem very easy to them may be a lifetime of prayer for you. Their grandparents could have left them a ton of money. Your grandparents could have left you in debt. Everybody has a different situation. And as you apply it, that's when it becomes practical to you. Lord, help me in my situation. I need your wisdom in my marriage. I need your wisdom in my situation. I need your wisdom with my kids. My kid, all I look at him one time, he'll stop and start crying. This kid, you whip him 10 times, he still ain't crying. He's telling you it don't hurt. He said, Lord, help me. You need his wisdom in your situation, my brothers and sisters. That's the practical application of what we're hearing. The song leaders, the song players can come on up. We just thank the Lord. We need all that God has for us. Last quote here. So Proverbs 2:6 says, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. The word says, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right paths. Wisdom from God leads us in the right paths of our lives. There's two paths we know. There's a path of righteousness and it's the evil path. And God has taught us in his word. He's taught us. We've heard the word. We just need his wisdom to apply it. And we need the training to act on these things. In areas of our life where we don't have wisdom, the word says, thank God for this word. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. James 1:5. we can ask God. And I think it's such a time as this to ask God. We've never been here before, none of us. It's time to say, Lord Jesus, give us your wisdom in our whole area of our life, and give us wisdom where we are today, this season, everything we see happening, Lord. We need your wisdom how to navigate where we are for our practical living situations. In Jesus' name, God bless you.